Did you know that procrastination isn't because of laziness? It's something deeper in your subconscious. Head over to doquiz.com, that's doquiz.com, and take this quick 3-minute quiz to find out which of the 6 procrastination types you are so you can unlock the keys to your success. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Addicted to Success podcast. I'm your host, Joel Brown, and I'm here today with Akhil Wade. Akhil and I first connected in Bali, Indonesia. We're at this place called Finn's Rex Club, and we're playing basketball.
Hooping.
It was street ball. We were versing a bunch of Russians. It was like pretty intense. And I just remember you and I just kept like talking with each other throughout the game. We're like, hey, what do you do? And you're like, oh, cool, social media. Oh, yeah, me too. I coach and I'm into branding and marketing. You're like, yeah, me too. And we're talking about the digital nomad life, and we followed each other. And I've just been following your journey ever since. And that was maybe a couple of years ago. But I've noticed you've really pivoted hard, and you're on this trajectory when it comes to your social media, when it comes to the views that you're getting. But more importantly, what I love about what you're doing right now, Akhil, is you are simplifying AI. You know, because AI to some people, especially the people that are struggling already with just the basic tech, they absolutely freak out when they hear of this new technology. And then on the other hand, what you're learning 100%. To do and teaching people to do so they can learn from you is AI automation. So I'm excited to dive into this today. Thanks for being here with us. You're in Cape Town right now, right?
Yeah, out here in Cape Town, man. It's so beautiful. Great day. And what is it? It's going darker outside now. So, you know, I wish I had that sun in LA.
Yeah. It's nice out here in LA for sure. Bro, I love Cape Town. The second last day before I left Cape Town, I stayed there for about 6 weeks. I was only supposed to be there for a week, but I extended. The second last day, I went out and went swimming with the seals. Have you done this?
Okay. I haven't swam with the seals. Okay. Getting in there with the sharks, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a shark. I did the cage diving with the sharks. That's pretty cool. It's funny because you adjust to it, bro. Right? Like, I feel like the water's freezing, but after a while you get used to the shark. Like, you just see it coming up. You know, it can't really bite you unless you put your hand out of the cage. So it's weird how we can adjust to those fears, right? But the seals 100%. Was on another level, bro. Like, there were about 300 something seals. We dived into the water. You've got like a full wetsuit, and I had my GoPro with me. And bro, it was one of the most incredible experiences of my life, because they swim right up to you and they spin and they look at you in the face. They're like little underwater dogs, and they're just so loving. Go do it, man. Go do it. That's all I'm saying is go do
it. I'm doing it, bro. I'm doing it. I'm writing it down.
It'll blow your mind, man. It'll blow your mind. Yeah. And there's no sharks, which is good, bro. Because last time there was a shark that came near there, one of the tour guides said that there was over like 100 seals that went and just ganged up on this great white shark and attacked it, and it just swam off. So yeah, it's a safe place. Anyway, Cape Town, man. Cape Town's beautiful. Sure, bro. I love that you're doing the digital nomad thing. So you can work from anywhere. So let's talk about how you got into AI, like why AI, what do you think is happening right now in the AI space?
So I would say, first of all, how I kind of got into AI is similar to the way you think, right? Because I know for you, you're really good at pivoting. You were even talking about how with your company, you're like, how could I make the experience more enjoyable for my community, right? You're not looking at the traditional things. You're looking, how do you really take it to the next level? So that's how I was looking at social media marketing. I had a social media marketing agency before, and then I wanted to take the experience further for my people in the social media marketing space. So I wanted to create them like virtual brains. So basically, I was finding these note-taking apps and different techniques to congregate a whole bunch of data and notes in one place and be able to search it like as precise as possible, I guess you could say. And basically, when I kept doing my research on this, about a couple years ago, leading into 2021. Yeah, I was looking up different techniques on how to do this, and the word AI just kept popping up, AI. So I started to find some of these little AI tools that was helping me find information on someone online faster. Like if I'm looking up Joe Brown, I'm looking at things that he created 6 years ago in a video, I want to be able to search every single thing that you were doing. So that's initially how I stumbled upon AI. And doing my research in the AI space, I kept finding super powerful and incredible tools that were making it easier for me to just connect with people in general. And that was going towards the automation space and automation style. So I basically was just sharing on Instagram what I was learning. And as I was learning it in the AI space, anything from going on to social media space of like, how do I get more followers, all the way to like, how do I feel good in my health, being able to create an AI assistant, you know? So that's how I got, that's how I found the AI road and just kept expanding on that.
Yeah, I love this, brother. I love it because it sounds like you were paying attention, right?
100%.
And I think that a lot of people right now are still speculating when they should be jumping in and learning the tools, right? They're sort of sitting on the 100%. Sideline, like umming and ahhing, like, oh, is this going to take over the world? And are we going to be ruled by the robots? And I don't like this. Maybe it's going to be part of a one world government system and a this and this and that.
Right.
And it's like, hey, man, like if that stuff's going to happen, it's going to happen. Right.
It's going to happen, man.
But we want to use the tools. Cause I remember when the internet came out, and it's so crazy to say that because I'm 36 years old. How old are you?
Right. I'm saying 30.
You're 30. So, yeah.
Too okay. Far so, behind you.
So we're not too far apart, but like at 36, like I remember when I used to rock the Nokia 3210 and I had Snake on my, you know, mobile playing that game. And we were riding our like, you know, chrome bikes with our stunt pegs. And like, we were just old school back then when I was a kid, man. We didn't have iPhones, but so much has changed in a short amount of time. And I remember when the internet first came out and you hear the ga-goon, ga-goon, ding, while you're sitting there waiting for the dial-up to kick in. If somebody calls on your phone, 100%. It kicks the internet off. And I remember people around that time just vaguely like freaking out about the internet. Like, oh no, Y2K, it's going to be the end of the world and blah, blah, blah. And I think that anybody that didn't get in, and especially before the dot-com bubble, they missed out on opportunities. It's like the people that missed out on investing in crypto when that was taking off. And, you know, things do work in cycles. Sometimes there are things that happen one off. I believe that with AI, if people aren't getting in on it right now, it's going to be tougher and tougher to be able to keep up the pace, because I feel like with my own personal experience, AI has helped me with my bandwidth. What do you feel we can implement with AI? And I know you've got so many tools, but I think principles, and then we can go into tools, but like, what should people that are listening right now be considering when it comes to AI, especially considering the fact that the Addicted to Success audience are mostly entrepreneurs? Maybe they're aspiring entrepreneurs ready to start a business, or they're already fully established, or they're running a, you know, a Fortune 500 company.
I love that. So I think, first of all, it's like AI isn't going to replace your job. It's the people using AI that's going to replace your job, right? Or it's the people that understand how to use AI to their benefit. Like you were saying, like when it came to the internet, it was so many people that were like, oh, let me go ahead and register www.yz.com or whatever. And it went for millions of dollars. And I think that's the same thing that's going on now, is the people that are afraid and are sitting on the sidelines and just waiting for the corporations to really tell you how to use this stuff. But if you figure out how to use it now, it can just only help improve the flow of your company. And a lot of those tasks that you may spend a lot of your time doing now as a entrepreneur, let's just say you own a company with 100 employees, whatever those tasks are, you can automate that using AI. If it's a copywriter, if it's someone that is, you know, reading things to you through email, if it's someone that is, whatever it is, you pretty much can do in the company using AI. You can even create a whole entire chatbot of your entire company and talk to it, so you know every single aspect of your company without having to communicate with so many different humans. So I think that one thing to keep in mind is just to look at what you're spending a lot of your time and think about how you can use AI to make it faster or more efficient. And then you'll stumble on the tools that you need to use to make that happen.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, this is
yeah,
good.
That's 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so you could say that, like, you look at AI as an assistant.
Yes.
To help you with the bandwidth. You know, because I always wanted, for the longest time, I've hired assistants. I've hired people for my company to, like, train somebody again, to go through SOPs and, you know, just managing a new sort of personality or a dynamic or a new energy can be taxing, you know, especially in the beginning. You got to be really focused for a couple months. Whereas with AI, bro, I speak to AI like I'm like, I would never speak to a person that way, but I'm just like, yo, I've created like this. And I'm like, hey, I need you to do this, you know, so you can be really demanding with AI, and it's not emotional, right? It just does what you need it to be. It's very objective. And I think that, you know, that's a great thing for getting things done, for staying productive. So if we could break down maybe some brackets of where you feel like AI can be really useful, let's go into that. What does that look like? Does it look like transcribing videos or audio? Does it look like video and
yeah, 100%.
Editing? Like, what would you say entrepreneurs could start using AI for?
So yeah, when I think one huge thing that a lot of people overlook when it comes to AI is just the power of asking and answering questions, right? As you know, as an entrepreneur, like, you've been in the game for so long, and you know, people have so many questions, no matter what field it is, in health, the wellness field, any field, they have questions, right? And when you get those questions answered, you almost have another form of confidence within you. And then you get closer to your goal in the first place by just asking and answering questions. And this just allows you to do it at such a rapid rate, like by the snap of your fingers. So when it comes to you figuring something out, like a new language, or you're trying to transcribe videos so you can reach a whole nother demographic of people, like, let's just say you're a content creator and your business is ran through your content, you can now connect with people that don't even speak your language. So I would say when it comes to a bracket, I would have to say anything that has to do with text, that has to be its own bracket. So let's just say tweets or social media content. Let's just say copywriting. Let's say that you need to send out newsletters to the people in your company. You need to reach out to companies. You need to do outreach. You need to do any type of marketing, pretty much, that has to do with written content. That has to be its own bracket. And that, right off the back, is replaced by AI. So then I think another bracket has to be automation. So when it comes for me, like, at this moment, we're on this call, and we've been on this call for, I don't know, 10 minutes now. I've probably sent over 10,000 DMs since I've been on this call, funneling these people to my community, which is the AI inner circle, where they're learning about AI tools. But basically, you can set this up for any company. So automation on a whole other level, and you can automate it to the AI sounding exactly like you, because you can build your own custom made chatbot with all the information that you've ever put out online. So when it comes to automation, AI is probably, that's probably one of the most useful things, if not the most useful thing at the moment with AI. So we're talking about sales, we're talking about marketing, and then even when it comes to the content creation process of just thinking about the ideas and organizing the ideas. Because even before we started this, we were talking about how so many people are like scattered brain, or so many people, they need the motivation, and then they need to get the push to start to create even their company that they want, or their dream life that they want, right? But AI can literally be almost like a therapist for you and help you move into creation. It can move you into action by just giving you those ideas and the structure to formulate a plan to get you to the next level. So we can say that written content is one huge thing, and also building action, right? Moving into action if you use it. Because I think that someone that doesn't use AI and never used it before, but starts to use it, let's just say for 30 days, it'll probably move them into action more than any book or maybe any medium level mentor, I would have to say. So those are some brackets. I don't want to go too deep into it, but
that's cool. That's cool. And I love it. I love it. So we have like text and like ideas too, like inspiration and ideas. And then you have automation. So that's great. Yeah, you know, it's funny, man, because you were talking about like scatterbrain and people I guess, getting excited when they start using AI. It's interesting because I specialize in supporting people to break through their procrastination, right? And one of the like myths out there is procrastination is laziness. And it's actually not true. Right. It's not laziness. It's perceived pain of the future. Like, oh man, if I get into this and it becomes really hard and I could fail and I can make mistakes and or it's a fear of repeating the past. Like, I don't trust myself. Mm. Maybe I'm going to make the same mistakes. A lot of it is around mistakes, rejection, criticism, loss, failure, and so on. So it's just avoiding pain. But ultimately with AI, what you're saying is that it starts to minimize the chances of experiencing the pain because it gives you structure. It gives you like ideas. It gives you more sort of like thinking capacity because it frees it up for you in the areas where you would have like, you're like, oh, I need to go get a coffee now to try and sit down and write out 10 ideas. Now you don't need the coffee.
Right.
You want the coffee. That's right. Fine. But like, it's like, hey, I can get some inspiration going, or I can get the AI to do something that would have taken me a week. I can get it to do it for me in an hour or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Pretty cool.
We've got like this brain, like, as you know, we've got this brain to where we only can, we can think thoughts, but it's almost like a battery, right? Like, however you want to, how people want to express this. But we all know this. We've got this like inner battery inside of us, and it gets drained by just thinking about all these things we want to do and how we want to do it. And I know for me, I used to get so overwhelmed when it came to just thinking about tons of things I want to get done. But you're able to get so many things done so fast when you have a AI assistant. So yeah, definitely something that people should take advantage of.
It's nuts. So would you call yourself an AI coach? Like, is that what you are now?
You know, essentially I am, you know, because I'm talking to hundreds of people every week or thousands of people every week at this point about AI. So yeah, I would have to say an AI coach this morning and an analyst almost. I'm like Stephen A. Smith on ESPN.
Man, that's so cool. It's crazy how technology is opening up new careers. It's shutting down some aspects of careers and it's opening up new. And again, like adaptation is going to be key because
100%.
It's that age old saying, man, adapt or die. And it's true.
Right.
I'm seeing even coaches, because I'm, you know, a transformational coach. I'm seeing coaches in the space that are really just pushing back on AI, and I'm watching them going like, yo, you are going to be up against some tough competition, man. Because it's like, if I personally could like 10x myself, now you're versing a 10x Joel Brown, you know what I mean? Or a 10x Akil Wade, the AI wolf, you know, like you don't want to go up against that AI wolf.
Right, exactly, man. Exactly. If people aren't using it and they want to push against it or whatever, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't like that it's replacing jobs. It's going to take away my employment or whatever. Bro, there'll always be new things created and innovation happens, right? People are always going to be there. But yeah, 100%, you got to adapt. If you're not, you'll be left behind.
Nah, that's it, man. That's it. So you've got a lot of videos, and anybody that's listening right now, you can go over to Akil Wade's Instagram. It's just AKILWADE, Akil Wade, the Wolf of AI. And you can see here, he has a lot of videos. And, you know, I love the way that you shoot your videos, brother. They're short and sweet and to the point, visual, like chop, chop, chop. It's great. You know, like most of the videos, I think, are like 30 seconds. And, you know, you guys can watch it. And just what would you say? Would you say like learning one tool at a time? Would you say just set some time aside and learning a couple tools in a day? Anything that stands out, just like have a play with it. Is that how you got into all this? You just started pushing all the buttons and playing around? Or did you go and 100%. Watch other people and then learn from them?
Yeah. So I think that what I was doing was I was trying to do specific things. So whatever niche you're in, whatever you're down, if you're a drop shipper, if you've got like a clothing brand, whatever it is, you just need to use AI tools to get you close to where you can go. Because there's AI tools for everything. So you can go down a rabbit hole of learning every AI tool, but it may not be useful. But I would just say to focus on the ones that have to do where you're trying to achieve. So yeah, 100%. Okay. But for me, I'm just like, I've always been super excited about every AI tool. Because I was that type of entrepreneur that was trying to juggle a billion things and wasn't making any money for so long because I wanted to be the master of everything, but I was the master of none, right? So that was like my background when I was younger. So I feel like just having that mind and wanting to learn about all these tools actually helped me just teach tools which was good. But I feel like for anybody, the biggest thing that you can do is narrow down what you need to accomplish in your niche.
Yeah, I love this, bro. One of the things that I find a lot of entrepreneurs are struggling with right now is sales and enrollment and leads, right? It's like the number one area where there is the biggest pain point. What AI software have you found, or even just like sequences or sort of processes or systems that you've used that you feel would really support entrepreneurs that are listening right now? They're like, hey, if I could get some AI to help me with this, that would be amazing.
So I would have to say, and this is huge, but the biggest, I think the probably the biggest tool that you can use for a business owner, like a CRM, like Go High Level, just the basics, start off with Go High Level, because what Go High Level is doing now is they're integrating a lot of AI tools and automation into their platform. So they've got an area where you can automate your text messages, your Instagram DMs, your WhatsApp, whatever it has to do, any communication you can have inside of Go High Level. And now you can use ChatGPT inside of Go High Level. So now that can help you communicate with people through that. So I would say to start off, that's the one you probably need to look at if you, you know, have some type of business going on. And from there, if you want to do cold outreach, let's just say if you want to do cold marketing, it's another powerful tool called Instantly. And basically, as we know, you know, being a business owner and you want to reach a lot of people, you got to usually spend a lot on ads. But if you don't have the budget and you want to do cold marketing, Instantly helps you deliver in people's inbox. And it also helps you send authentic or thought out cold messages, let's just say, because no one likes to be spammed. So it helps you form your message in a way that's not spammy and actually connect to people in a more efficient way. So there's tons of tools I can go over when it comes to sales, like even ad creatives, which is another AI tool that helps you run better ads. But there's tools for any specific thing you need to do.
It's so crazy how quickly this is all just swooped in. You know, I even heard of, I think it's Tony Robbins. There's like a bunch of coaches in the space that are starting to have like AI developed around them as a coach. So you can literally just reach out and ask questions and get coaching from them. Like, you know, it's not them in the human form, it's the AI form, but it's going to spit out a lot of answers. And I heard that the way that they sort of program this is they get over 200 hours of recorded content from these coaches. They extract all the principles and the voice and the tone and the style and the teachings, and then they just, you know, sort of bring it into this form of AI. And it's just crazy, man. It's crazy that we can do things like this now. So what are you feeling is the next thing in AI that is exciting, that you've heard through the grapevine that things are coming, and what can we, you know, look out for?
So one thing to look out for, and I think it's going to be huge, is it's almost going to be like chat list, I believe, which is coming. So you know how we've got email list, like everybody has like a newsletter, you have a big, powerful email list and people want to market to your email list. If you got 100,000 people on there, that's very, very powerful. And I think the next thing is going to be like a chat list, like almost the same thing, but people that are subscribed to your, like you said, like their version of Tony Robbins, or let's just say we create another Joel to where people can interact with this Joel, and you have a list of people that are interacting with that Joel. I believe that's next, to where people will try to market to that, to talk to people that believe in you, because it's a way for people to almost, they feel like they're getting a referral directly from you. It's almost the closest way to sit down with Joel without being, you know, in the room with them. They don't have money to be able to get your time, or they may be in Sydney, Australia, right? And you're in LA at the moment. So they want to connect with you. It's the closest way to do that. So like you mentioned, right? You said that people are aggregating a whole bunch of data, like 200 hours into a chatbot, and then you're able to interact with that. It's becoming easier and easier every single day to create things like that. Like, for instance, even for you, I can do it in a day, probably. Me, even personally. Oop, it gave me a thumbs up. But we can even do that in a day now, of like taking all of the audio you've ever put online, all the videos you've ever done, all the written text, put it in one place, and now it knows everything about you. It knows, you know, about who you're dating. It knows everything about you. So it's really, really interesting, and that's going to be popping up more and more. So I would say that's that's the next thing to come when it comes to the AI space, I would say. 100%.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting, man, because I have ChatGPT, right? And it's funny because some people will do the free version. It's like 3.5. There's a big difference. Right. I'm noticing it, there's like a really big difference now between ChatGPT 4 and 3.5. I think it's maybe like $20 a month or whatever it is that I spend. And it's so worth it because something that I found recently on ChatGPT is I can create graphs, like pie charts and graphs, you know, with the data, the advanced data analysis one. And just for the visual, because some people are visual, right? I'm very visual. And so I've been polling my audiences, and ChatGPT has helped me to come up with like questions for my audiences and things to consider. So I'll drop in what I already have and I'll say, is there anything missing here that I should consider that I could ask? And so it will spit out a bunch, and maybe like 20% of those things that it spits out, I'm like, hey, I never considered that. And then when I get the results, I drop all the results in. I'm like, this is how many votes we got for this, 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 this. And I said, can you create like three different versions of charts? So it'll like spit out three visual charts. And sometimes it's not always accurate. You've got to like go hard on it and be like, hey, you did this the wrong way around. Do it this way or whatever. But it's pretty insane that we can do that now. So I presented a chart to my team and I said, this is, you know, what our audience is asking for. And they're like, wow, this is really cool. You know, so I think it's going to really change the game when people realize that they can up-level their business more and more with AI, you know. And 100%. My concern is that, like, at what point do we lose some of our humanness in it? Like, do you feel that it's going to become more natural? Do you think that people are just going to be so used to relying on AI that their creativity will start to wane and things will become more robotic? What's your thoughts on this?
So I think that it's almost like, you know, the frog in the pot thing, to where like they started to boil the water and then all of a sudden the frog dies in the pot and they didn't even know that it died because, you know, the boiling water, just the temperature rose. And at first it's like very cozy and it's very comfortable. And then all of a sudden they wake up one day and it's like, wow, I didn't even notice that we're in this utopia. And I think that's the same thing when it comes to AI. I feel like right now there's a lot of underground work going on with all the big tech companies, the Apples and the Microsofts and the NVIDIAs and these type of companies, where they're buying up all of these ideas that these individuals are creating. Because right now it's like everybody has a new pitch or a new idea in the AI space, just like we saw in the crypto space, but now it's just getting monopolized. So I think that, you know, people that have iPhones, people that have MacBooks, they'll start using it more and more. Even right now, like we were saying, like on a Zoom call, they put the summary app in there and they put the AI companion inside of Zoom. But there were other tools that people were using. Like I had a, what is it called? I can't think of the name of the tool at the moment, but it used to be in my meetings with me to give me the summaries. But now Zoom is doing it, right? So I think that it'll be brought onto us without us really realizing it. And when it comes to losing the humanness, actually, even yesterday, I had a call with this big tech company and they wanted my feedback on their new ideas and what they wanted to basically bring to the market. And they wanted to know how, like, what were my thoughts on this, but they wanted to make a social media platform, or to bring this to the social media platform, to where you're just interacting with like the AI version of Joel. Like, that's it. Like, you're not interacting with the human version of him, all AI version of Joel. And that's the platform. Like, you have some type of say what people get to interact with, but it's just virtual. And for me, I'm like, I wouldn't use that. I don't see a point in it, honestly. Like, maybe if it's a way to help me actually talk to people in real life, like funnel people to talk to me in real life or to get on calls or coaching, whatever it is, right? But I think that, yes, we're going to see a lot of that. We're going to see a lot of phony projects coming along, which we're seeing in a space right now. And we're going to see more people pushing towards unhuman things like AI girlfriends and And there, of course, there'll be people that really fall in love with this because those companies are paying big bucks right now to influencers like me. They'll come to me and they're like, hey, we'll give you $50,000 to be like on our team to promote this. And I'm like, dude, I can never stand back behind something that's, you know, you're making men
good,
less masculine. Like, nah. So those things are popping up and they're coming.
Good,
because unfortunately, there are people that, you know, fall for that or fall in that rabbit hole. So, but yeah, so I think some of that stuff will come, but a lot of it will die out too.
That's funny. It's kind of like when the shit coins came into crypto.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Same thing, bro. They get wiped out though, you know?
They do. They get wiped out pretty quick. Everyone's like sitting around the poker table throwing in, and whoever pulls out first gets it at the top. And then the whole thing just like collapses, right? It's crazy that people like will throw in like that. And I think that there is a maturity that's coming into play in the crypto space because of that. Yep. And I think that there will be a maturity that comes into the AI space because of it as well.
100%.
So that's going to be interesting to see the evolution of AI. And it's funny because now we can use AI to come up with more ideas of AI. It's like compounding on a trajectory that we can't even understand. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that is AGI, when that's what people fear too. Like, you've got artificial intelligence training artificial intelligence to where they don't need humans to go ahead and make GPT-4 or GPT-5 or Claude 2. You know, you don't need humans to do this anymore. So that's what a lot of people fear in the AI space. But at the same time, if it has no purpose of harming humans other than innovation or progression, I don't see a purpose in it. Because a lot of people think that they're like, oh, AI is going to take over the world and it's going to be the superior being over humans. But, you know, there's always going to be that type of suspicion too.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, brother. So let's break down a few tools. If you want to do share screen, you can do share screen. No worries. Let's focus first on like mindset, getting your day right, routine, something that's going to, maybe a couple tools or a few tools that are going to help you to like get in a structure and just stay focused and become productive as a human being, no matter what goal it is, whether it's like your fitness and health goals, whether it's your business or your finances or whatever it may be, any of those sort of core areas of your life. Do you have a few tools that we can take a look at that anybody that's listening or watching right now can consider?
100%. So first, I would say to go to the basics, like I mentioned, when it came to high level, because high level is just getting better and better. And Notion also is a note-taking app, and a lot of you probably already use it. But the cool thing about it is they make so many separate AI tools to basically do what you can do inside of Notion. Like, you can go ahead and structure things in a very structured way, but use AI to communicate at the same time. So always have to recommend those ones first, even though they may be more known in the space. And then when it comes to, let's just say, personal development in a whole, there's another one that you almost, that you were talking about, that you do inside of ChatGPT. Like, you basically talk to ChatGPT and you ask it questions like, hey, where can I improve, right? So I'm going to do a little screen share here and show you one of my favorite. Move that down. Here, I got to do, and there we go. Perfect. So perfect. You can see my screen, right? Here we go. So this tool right here is very useful. It's called Unriddle. So like you mentioned before, you can go ahead and drop a whole bunch of PDFs in here. You can drop 20 PDFs in here. You can drop an entire book in here. Things that you guys are working on, even schoolwork, you can drop anything that has to do with your business in here, and you can just ask it, where can I improve? Or you can ask it, you know, what questions keep coming up, or what triggers do I have? So it's interesting because another creator that I know, they were basically creating AI therapists using this tool. So they were dropping tons of data about themselves and then asking it constructive and questions that can help them get better. This is another tool that I highly recommend you guys use. And I feel like a tool that is helpful for any entrepreneur, especially for you people that feel like you may be a little scatterbrained and need help just organizing and communicating, it's a tool called AudioPen. Let me find it really quick. AudioPen. There it goes. Perfect. So this tool is super duper simple, but very, very. What it does is it turns your unclear communication into clear, concise communication. So I can come here and hit this little talk button at the moment and just talk about, you know, any topic that I'm trying to send in an email. I'm trying to leave a note for myself. I'm trying to basically get better at communicating, because a lot of what we work, what our work is as entrepreneurs, is just clear communication. So people can either know what we have to offer or, you know what we're trying to convey to them. So then from that, it goes ahead and listens to what you were talking about and gives you a clear and concise way to communicate that. So that's what they stand on. Go from fuzzy thoughts to clear text. So this one is so useful for you, like everyday entrepreneurs. I use it all the time. Like sometimes when I'm just trying to communicate something very fast to people, it's something that I use. There we go right here. And it even gives you a title for that: effective communication in business. And this was just listening to what I was saying, you know, for 20 seconds. And then it basically says what I was saying in a very clear way. Instead of they'll take the ums out or take the way that I was saying it that wasn't professional out. So this would really help you guys too. And then I could keep going on these AI tools.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any.
Yeah, yeah. You can drop a couple more, man. That's cool. I like it.
Have a couple more. So one big one, and I feel like a lot of people really need to take advantage of, is called Cast Magic. Now, this is probably my favorite AI tool at the moment. So they created this for people that have podcasts, but it's not just for podcasts. It's for any type of creation, honestly, any type of business that needs to put their content out there or to clear things up, right? So it's a hub for your audio files or your video files. So basically, what I do here is I will drop a video that I've recorded in here. I'll drop a video in here, and then it'll automatically go ahead and transcribe my video. And then once it transcribes my video, it turns the video or audio file that I had into content. So it creates everything that I need, questions that I need to ask in here. It creates keynotes out of my audio. It creates real script, LinkedIn posts, newsletters, tweets, literally everything out of the audio that I dropped inside of here. And you can come here and you can listen to it, to the audio that you have.
That's insane. It's insane.
This thing turns you into a freaking beast. And the thing is, I think the most powerful part of it is, let's just say that, Joel, you were talking, or even this right here, we're talking for an hour, right? We can drop the audio of this Zoom call in here, or this podcast. You can put it inside of here, and then it'll create a whole bunch of content out of it, and then it'll give you this thing called Magic Chat. And this basically creates your own chat GPT for just your content. So let's just say our podcast, I can ask questions like, who was talking in this podcast? I can ask questions like, you know, make me a deep description for this podcast. Make me a title for it. Make me something. Where could we improve in this podcast? You can ask it any question about your specific audio that you dropped in here, or video file that you dropped inside of here. And it stores all of your data inside. And then the crazy part about this too is, you can go ahead and add many different audio files in here, like I did in here. You can add many different audio files, and then it can go ahead and analyze all of them and tell you what you should make next. It can tell you where you can improve, like this, like it can tell you anything about any of your audio or video files. So for you entrepreneurs out here, I definitely recommend using this one right here. See this long audio that I had. It just basically created content out of it without me even thinking about it. And even ideas that I can make for my videos next, or newsletters next, or tweets, or any social media platform. So that's a really big one too that you guys can use. And the last thing that I'm going to mention about this one is, they've got an app that you can use on your phone that is, I don't think that it's out of beta yet, but you guys can download it on Test Flight. So you would have to download Test Flight, and then we can find the link for it, but I'm sure they'll announce it in the next few days. But basically on the app, let's just say you guys are on the go and you feel fuzzy inside, or you just have to get something out of you. You can just talk to the app and tell it anything. And then it'll basically make content out of what you're talking about and structure what you were talking about, and basically make, you know, posts, newsletters, whatever, out of just the thoughts you have. So similar to, let's just say AudioPen, where AudioPen basically creates your communication and makes it clear. This basically turns your communication into actionable steps. So those are some tools I would say that you guys definitely should take advantage of right now that came to mind from what you said, but we can keep going on or talking too, man.
It's crazy. I used to pay an assistant like a couple grand a month to do this with me.
Right? Right? And then the crazy thing is too, is now you can have your assistant and then bring them on as a team member in here, and then they can go ahead and publish everything for you.
Yeah, that's going to speed things up. It's crazy because we're getting into a massive like amount of volume that can be pumped out now into the social media world or the internet world. Like that. It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay, yes. That's an awesome tool.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, yeah. So that's like to kind of help us with our time management, productivity. When it comes to entrepreneurs that are struggling with like leads or sales or anything like that, do you recommend ManyChat? Or do you think that there's better things out there? Because I remember you just said like you sent thousands of messages while we've been on this call.
Right. So
did you use ManyChat or was it someone else?
So no. So I'm using for that, I'm actually using the high level. But for ManyChat, let's just see some of my ManyChat. And I'll use one of these for examples. I've got tons of different little ManyChats going all the time. But the cool thing about ManyChat is you can, you know, plug it into any post, anything that you create on your Facebook or your Instagram. Let's just use Comic. And it's very simple, very, very user-friendly to set up. And basically, you can go ahead and create all different types of funnels through ManyChat. So like you mentioned before, you can go ahead and have conversations with people. Like someone direct messages me, and then after that, they direct message me the word ready. Then from ready, they go ahead and they talk to a different funnel. We ask questions to qualify them to see if they're even qualified to work with us. So I say, cool, can I ask you a few questions? So this is basically ManyChat. It's a way to chat with people on the internet. And that's something that you can use, like we were talking about, to have conversations. But when you want to go a step further with sales, you can go look at something like High Level. And I'm not going to show you guys my particular High Level right now, but the cool thing about High Level is you can do the same thing that you can do here in ManyChat, like build funnels. But the thing about ManyChat is you only can communicate with people after a certain window. Like, let's just say a 24-hour window, you can communicate with 2,000, 3,000 people or however many people. With a High Level, you can go ahead and send 12,000 messages out like simultaneously at the same time, having tons of different custom made conversations with each person. So it's a little bit more advanced when it comes to building a chat.
And that won't get you blocked or suspended on your social accounts because people are like reaching out to you first. Is that why?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you got to create great content that inspires people to engage. You can't just like.
Exactly. You can't just go out there and just cold message people. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So that's what I really like. And Instagram even lets you do that unless you're sending out tons of messages. Right. So sometimes when you go to, let's just say you go to Instagram and you see 20,000 comments on someone's post, they may run into problems using ManyChat because too much interaction is going on and they're using bots to respond to people, which Instagram doesn't like. But if it comes to anything in the DMs, you're good. You're golden. You can have people DM you all day. So I think another tool that may be a little bit more complex or for the people out there that just want to take things a step further when it comes to sales, I would recommend looking at this tool called BotPress. So you may need to go to Fiverr for someone that understands this already, or if you want to go ahead and get down and dirty and learn this. But this is basically the same thing as, let's just say, a mini chat, where you can build a bot to go ahead and talk to people, or you can build a bot to understand you. But now this thing allows you to build a bot that knows you. Like, you can put in any information, like when you said Tony Robbins bot that he created that can talk to Tony Robbins, this thing right here can talk and act just like you.
Oh wow. And that's for anybody to be able to chat with. Like, you can put it on your website. You can make it available.
You can put it on your website. Anything. You can put it on WhatsApp. You can put it in Instagram DMs. You can put it anywhere.
Wow.
Anywhere. So it's very, so when you look at it, it may look like Chinese to you, but basically what it's doing is I'm creating a starting point, having it to where I input information about me, and then it sends that wherever I want it to send, to summarize it. And it uses AI when it doesn't have information on you. So when it comes to sales and really cranking up your sales, this tool right here is the supercharger for a lot of entrepreneurs right now. And there's entrepreneurs that have been using this, or not entrepreneurs, but there's companies that have been using this for years. Like, there's even companies, like, when you go to their support and you talk to their support, you think you're talking to a human, and they've been using this for years, like before even people even heard of AI, like Amazon and a lot of these companies. But now anyone can use this and take advantage of it to create a personalized chatbot that knows everything about you and your company and talk about your company like you would. It's huge.
That's crazy. And do you have to give it data? Like, do you have to give it recordings, like transcriptions, so it can get to know you?
Great question. So right here, I went ahead and I dropped a, in this example for this chatbot that I built, I went ahead and dropped a document. It's just, all of these are just videos of mine. They're just my Instagram videos. So I did this one for actually an experiment. But see, I make those little 30-second videos. I dropped all those 30-second video transcriptions inside of here. Now it knows all the tools that I like. It knows the things that I would recommend to people. It knows me just from what you give it. So that's how it would know how to communicate with it. You can create a knowledge base to where then you can go ahead and ask it questions and have it interact with
that's
you.
That's awesome. So you could essentially start a group or a channel. Like, you know how Instagram has channels, and you can have the bot in there, and then people are joining your channel so they can like hang out and chat with you. And it's not really you sitting there all day, 24/7. It's like the programmed AI of you so that people are able to get questions answered. And then maybe they might be like, man, Akil's so awesome. He's already given me so much value. I'd love to work with him, you know, in person.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs need to understand that too. If you're an earlier entrepreneur, or if you may struggle with sales in the first place, I feel like a lot of people aren't providing enough value to their community. And people really just look for that. You know, before, I used to go out and try to do a whole bunch of cold marketing and try to get clients and things like that. And it was so difficult for me. But the moment that something switched inside of me to where I was like, all right, let me just give tons of value for free to people, and then let's just see how this goes, that's when everything switched for me. So I feel like if this is a way for you to give tons of value to people that can actually change their lives, and they will probably be more interested in joining whatever you have to offer.
I love that. And can you put that in Telegram as well? You can put it in like WhatsApp. Yeah. Yep.
You can Instagram, put it in WhatsApp, Telegram, put it in pretty much anything. Yeah. Because I think majority of any of the platforms that we use on a day-to-day basis, you can integrate this inside of.
Okay. With no problem. It's pretty simple, is it? Like, you create like the bot of you, and then you just get like the code and you drop it in, and or like API link it or integrate it.
Like, yeah, it's very straightforward. They've even got like the little walkthrough tutorials that'll help you. Like here, I just asked this chatbot, I said, what are your favorite AI tools? And it just told what my favorite AI tools, because it knows, because these are the ones I talk about the most. And it tells you what the AI tools do. But this is exactly what I would tell people. I love Runway. I like Fion. Goblin Tools is amazing. Canvas and Gling is a powerful tool that wants to, if you want to learn how to edit your videos using AI instead of manually doing it, use a program like Gling. Then it can have a few errors in there. Like, this was an actual error because it's spelled G-L-I-N-G.
Yeah, it says gluing.
The transcription picked up. Exactly. The transcription picked up G-L-U. So I tried to do it. So sometimes you have to go ahead and look over it, maybe correct some of those spelling errors in the transcription that it has. But other than that, man, it pretty much runs smoothly. And you can, like you said, webhook this inside of different platforms, and it integrates in pretty much everything.
That's cool. So that's BotPress. I love that, man. I'm going to have a play around with it. That's so cool. One more question. in the way of like tech. So there's ChatGPT, but then there's also a rival to ChatGPT, which is called Bard, right? Isn't it Bard or Baird or something like that? B-A-R-D or B-A-I-R-D. It's Google's invention.
Yeah.
Would you recommend that one over ChatGPT, or are they like different? What are your thoughts?
So my personal order that I would say in the big three, it's like a really big three right now. You've got Bard, which is Google. Then you've got OpenAI, ChatGPT, and then you've got Claude, which is by Anthropic. So Claude is another one. But Claude is, if you want to feed a lot of information to AI, Claude is better. So, for instance, a lot of people use ChatGPT and they might run into limitations, or it might say, oh, it's too much text, or it might not take all the documents. Claude was document first, so it's very, very powerful for people. The thing about ChatGPT is they're really winning when it comes to the plugins. Like you mentioned before, like you're able to, you know, integrate different things with ChatGPT, which is huge. So for me, I love how you can just go ahead and I can tell it to create me a thumbnail right now. And now you can just create a YouTube thumbnail just straight out of ChatGPT. So my personal preference, I would say ChatGPT is first still, just based on the usage of plugins. Bard will probably pass ChatGPT at some point just because it's Google, and Google has, you know, Google's the biggest search engine in the world. Like, you can't really compete with Google. So once they make things a little bit more convenient for people, that's something to look out for. And also, Apple is going to drop something which they haven't fully released yet. And when Apple comes out with whatever they want to come out with, they'll be the king just because everyone uses Apple.
Right. So you use DALL-E 3 for image creation. Do you use Midjourney?
Not anymore. DALL-E 3 is surpassed Midjourney.
Like the quality, or because sometimes with Midjourney, what I find when I play around with creating images in there, they create a lot of really dark images. Like, there's lots of dark imagery. Do you notice that?
Right. Yeah, there is a lot of dark imagery, but they do have that. You can create very complex things in Midjourney. For me, where it comes to DALL-E 3, before it was DALL-E 2 that was really powerful, but DALL-E 3 is so much more powerful. And the biggest difference is just the ease of use. So when it comes to Midjourney, you got to go inside of Discord, and now they're about to try to take it outside of Discord, but it's just separate. Opposed to now, DALL-E 3 is just inside of ChatGPT, which makes it super duper useful. And then the pictures and the quality is just unreal too. So when it comes to the generation of the image, it's great. So I would recommend everybody just use DALL-E 3 for anything. If you want to make a quick thumbnail, it'll just create it. And now you can even put words in there, and then the words will be generated on top, which Midjourney struggled with creating things with words.
Yeah, I remember they struggled with fingers as well until Midjourney 5 came out. Like, the fingers look like trumpets. They were like all distorted, missing fingers. The faces after a while would like look all like craters and weird and distorted. So yeah, it's cool to see the tech just evolve over time. Thanks for recommending all these tools, man. That's so cool. That's so cool. Is there anything else worth mentioning before we bounce out?
And I guess since I'm here, I would say you guys have to take advantage of the plugins. So the cool thing is with these plugins, you can tell it to do certain things. Like, let's just say CapCut. If you guys, you know, say create, I can say like to tell it to create an Instagram, let's see, reel about healthy food using CapCut. And now it should go ahead and find CapCut plugin and create me an Instagram reel with just a plugin. So for people that want to create faceless channels, for people that just need B-roll to use in the video, for people that just struggle with creating content in general, this tool, what ChatGPT can do now, is like so powerful. So I have to tell it a few more like specifics, like 9x16 or whatever, then it should be able to create it. But I would have to say that you have to take advantage of ChatGPT's capability now at the end of the day. So I guess that's the last thing I want to leave people with.
That's cool. And then you click the link and then it takes you to the video. And the video is put together with like some sort of royalty-free stock footage.
Exactly.
Some like text over the top of it. And then you can add audio over the top and speak over the top of it as well, I guess.
Yep. You can change anything you want to change about it, but it gives you a great starting point for a lot of people that are early with creation in general. So that's something huge. And this is just an example for content creation, but you can do this for anything. Like, I just made this quick video and I would just have to be more specific on what I want or what kind of video footage that I want them to add in here, what kind of music I want them to add, you know, and what kind of text I want them to add in here. But other than that, I just did that in what, 30, 45 seconds or something like that. So I would have to say, definitely take advantage of that one.
So nuts, man. It's crazy because I feel like, you know, like so many people that video editors and all that, that they're going to have to like really get better and better. And this is the thing about AI is it's a great filter. I look at the coaching space and, you know, there it's like for the longest time, you have a lot of people that call themselves coaches, but they're not really coaches. They're actually motivational speakers. And a lot of them are like parroting information. They don't actually know how to sit down, navigate through the emotions and the feeling of somebody. They don't know how to create perception shifts. They don't understand how the brain actually works and the psychology of human behavior. They don't know how to ask the right questions to get the person to connect the dots, right? So yeah, man,
right.
It's this is changing the game for sure. It's crazy because now coaches are having to be better and better with their skill set. Otherwise, they won't be able to get clients. They won't be able to get testimonials. And I feel like that's going to happen more and more with AI. You've got to be able to introduce AI in. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to keep up with the changes.
Exactly. Exactly. So instead of having a you know, people have these little assistants and their assistants, maybe a VA in Philippines, you really have to take advantage of this. Train them to use these tools. Because when they're using these tools, they're super power, like they're supercharging your business. So yeah, like you said, it'll really show the ones that know what they're talking about out from the ones that don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It's an amplifier at the end of the day. I like that word, amplifier. Supercharging your business. That's cool.
Yeah.
Fast tracking your vision, supercharging your business, you know, speeding your process to market as well. It's all good stuff. Thanks, Akil. Yeah. Appreciate you, man. How can we find you online? And also, do you have anything coming out? Do you have a course online that people can jump onto and learn more from you?
Yeah, 100%. If you guys just go follow me on Instagram, I feel like that's a great place to start off to feel, you know, to get to know me better too, right? So yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Akil Wade, AKILWADE. And then from there, you'll find everything I have to offer. If you want to get on a one-on-one with me, and I have a community called the AI Inner Circle, which you'll find there on my page, my bio. And we basically talk about how to simplify AI and how to also take advantage of something like an AI automation agency, which I feel like a lot of people will see coming now. Before, we had all these social media marketing agencies, and a lot of people were running those type of agencies. But now with a social media marketing agency, the only thing that was really missing was that AI aspect. So yeah, teaching that and just a place to hang out and talk to other like-minded people in the space that are killing it when it comes to AI.
Cool, man. Love that. Brother, we always end every interview with this last question. And the question is, if you were to deliver your last 30-second speech to the world, what would that last 30 seconds sound like?
Wow, that's a powerful question. I would have to say my last 30 seconds would be to tell people to feel good now at the end of the day. I feel like as long as you're feeling good in this present moment, it'll take you to where you need to go. So for me, that's what I focus on, just feeling good at the moment. And that helps me inspire and help others. And I think that they don't know if people are religious or not religious, but at the end of the day is, I feel like when you're feeling good now, you let a higher power run out of you or come through you.